Every once in a while, we love to give you some information on hunting and fishing gear. Got some from a real expert. Somebody in the field, not a salesman. I'm David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Edwin Harpole from Extreme Hunts, an outfitting service in Pike County, Illinois, is a lifetime bow hunter and talks about his preferences when it comes to archery hunting for whitetail.
I've always shot Hoyt bows. I just think they're the most consistent. I love a solid lock-in point when you draw the bow. Most others all rock a little bit when you pull it full draw. Always enjoyed them. A lot of guys around here shooting Matthews, and I love to be a little bit different. That's probably one of the major reasons. All the manufacturers make good bows now, but I'll always continue to shoot a Hoyt as long as I'm shooting archery. Most arrows now are all carbon express arrows and no special reason for it. They're just a good quality arrow and relatively inexpensive for the carbon arrows.
As a deer hunter, you choose to shoot a bow. Why did you make that decision as opposed to shotgun, muzzleloader, rifle?
The challenge and the experience you have hunting with bow and arrow, the amount of deer you see is phenomenal compared to with a firearm. You have a lot less pressure in the woods. You see a lot more activity with the deer and other animals in the woods. The interaction with wildlife is unbelievable and enjoyable.
Do you think it's fairer to go after a deer with a bow and arrow as opposed to a 270 or a 300?
They're all fair. It's definitely more challenging. Challenging with archery equipment, you've got to have a deer basically within 40 yards, or you're looking to do something in 20 to 40 yards.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.